Well, I mean, it is just everyone is so enthusiastic, upbeat, you know, cheering on their hometown congressmen who are speaking from the podium. It's just a really, really, really upbeat crowd.
Now, I know you had a little wind and some rain when we spoke yesterday. How are things in Tampa today?
Everything is just fine. You know, the winds have died down, a little shower here and there, but nothing to speak of. Everything seems to have passed now, and we're just, you know, again, hoping and praying that Isaac, you know, doesn't do the amount of damage in New Orleans, Mississippi, and Alabama that Katrina did. So, although Isaac escaped us, it's heading right to, you know, that area, and I just, you know, hold them all in prayer.
The convention officially kicked off this afternoon, but you've been there working hard since late last week, working on, I understand, the platform committee. Tell me a little bit about your work there at the convention.
Yeah, you know, I was asked to serve on the platform committee by our chairman and the national committee man and committee woman, and it really is a grassroots platform that we presented to this convention. You know, I was one of 107 delegates who for 2.5 days broke out into different subcommittees. I was on foreign affairs and defense and talked about, you know, what we wanted to see our elected officials support over the next 4 years. And I think once the document is released, and it will be shortly, Governor McDonald from Virginia, who served as the chair of the platform committee, will shortly present it, and we will hopefully get a unanimous vote on it. So the process was really quite exciting. I can't really tell you how thrilled I felt to be a part of the committee, but knowing, you know, the end result is something that our Republican candidates will be supporting as we move forward through November.
And some cheering in the background there. I'm sure there's a lot of that over the course of the convention. Tonight, a big night. Governor Scott Walker speaking. You'll hear from Ann Romney, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. What are your expectations for the speeches tonight?
Well, actually, you know, I've never heard Governor Christie speak in person. And, you know, from afar, you know, he talks about reducing the size of government and how he was able to cut spending in New Jersey. I think he's going to tie that into the national campaign. He'll be a good steward to kind of set the direction for Paul Ryan and Governor Romney to be speaking, you know, over the next 2 days. And then Ann Romney, I hope that she talks a little bit about what she would do as the First Lady. You know, in the past, we've had Barbara Bush and Nancy Reagan and Betty Ford. All of them have taken on literacy or saying no to drugs. I'm anxious.